This podcast is for adults only. It contains themes of a sexual nature that just aren't suited for younger listeners. If you're below the age of consent in your area, please stop listening now. Hi, folks, and welcome to the 14th episode of my podcast. Before I get on with things, I want to remind you of my other podcast, Arter's Erotic Reflections. You can find that show on iTunes and on my podcast page on arterotica.com. That's arterotica.com. Apple doesn't allow podcasts with adult themes and explicit language. So in that podcast, I talk about my crazy ideas on sex and gender roles. I also talk a little bit about what goes into the writing of my stories. On this podcast, however, I can say whatever the fuck I like, because no one is looking over my shoulder. No one can tell me what I can or cannot do. I can really let go and talk about adult topics like an adult. So, what do I have for you this episode, huh? I have a very hot excerpt from my book, Strap-On Stories. A very generous and lovely goddess has blessed us with her sexy voice, so it's really something special. Don't worry, we'll get to that right away. I'm also working on a new book, A Chastity Story, and damn, it's coming out super hot. I got the idea from a chastity meme I saw back in the days when Tumblr was still worth checking out. If you're familiar with chastity memes, maybe you know it. A very attractive woman with black hair is holding a drink and wearing a crochet outfit that reveals way more than it covers. The caption below is this your first chastity party? Well, that just set me to thinking. What the heck would a chastity party be like? Our main character is a guy who was invited. Yes, there's way more to that than an engraved invitation, but you'll have to read the book to find out what. How and why our main character got invited is a big part of the story. And of course, what happens to him at the party. Oh man, you won't believe it till you read it. I'm about 10,000 words in, so that's a little less than halfway. I can't tell you for sure when to expect it, but keep an eye on my Twitter, my website, and of course, you can expect to hear an excerpt here when it's ready. Believe me, you won't want to miss this one. Okay, now, without further ado, let's get straight to the excerpt from my book, Strap-On Stories, and Only If My Friend Can Watch. I could feel how naked I was with every step I took. I got closer and closer to the woman who was going to fuck me up the ass, and her best friend who was going to watch it happen. My hard cock bounced as I walked. Even though I kept asking myself, how could I be doing this? A part of me liked what was happening. The adrenaline rush of doing something wild, the newness of doing something different and daring. I was actually going to let a strange, and very cute, woman watch me being penetrated. Here are the drinks, ladies, I said as I walked into the room and held up the wine glasses. My living room is very simple. I have a sturdy rectangular wooden coffee table that's surrounded by an L-shaped couch on two sides and a large overstuffed chair on the right. Tammy was sitting in the overstuffed chair and Penny was sitting on the couch at the right end near Tammy. I walked over to them and handed Tammy her drink. When I offered Penny hers, I saw her eye go from the drink in my hand to my cock. I was already hard just from the idea of being the only one naked in the room, but when I saw her look right at my cock, it got just a little bit harder. It moved and pointed up at the ceiling.
See? I told you you'd like being watched,
Tammy said with a smile. Penny took her wine from me and drank deeply from it. I was going to sit down, but I wasn't sure if I should sit with Tammy or not. There was just enough room for two in that big overstuffed chair, but it seemed kind of weird to sit so close to her since we weren't really a couple and I was stark naked and really hard. The only other place for me to sit would be way over on the other side of the coffee table or next to Penny. The first option seemed too far away from the ladies, and sitting next to Penny seemed weird. So I just stood there trying to look comfortable, and probably failing. Tammy sat back in her chair, took a sip of her wine, and said,
I like that you shave your cock, Nick. Makes everything look so nice and clean, don't you think, Penny? Yeah, it's nice.
Penny said nervously, and then she took another sip of her wine.
Give it a few strokes for us, Nick.
Tammy said from behind her wine glass. What? I asked, shocked at her suggestion.
You heard me. Jack off for us while we talk. I want you really hot and horny when I use my strap-on on you.
I looked at Penny to see how she'd handle that. She looked nervous, but interested.
I always wanted to see a guy do it.
Penny said in a quiet and uncertain voice. I took a healthy sip of my wine, switched the glass to my left hand, and started to stroke myself with my right.
That's hot. I love seeing a guy with a stick in his hand. You just keep stroking that thing, but don't come. Even if you get close to coming, I want you to slow down or stop completely until you cool off. Is that understood?
Penny asked. Yeah, okay, I said, panting.
I want you real hot and horny, and that will make it much better, believe me, when you finally do come with my cock and your ass. It'll be amazing. Trust me, okay?
If I didn't trust you, would I be standing here stark naked, jacking off for you and a stranger? I asked with a smirk.
I'm glad to hear that, Nick. Now, have you thought about how we might do this?
She asked as she looked from my hand, as it stroked my cock, up to my face. I was gonna leave that up to you, I said, already becoming really horny.
Good boy. I like a man who knows his place. And in this case, I think it's going to be bent over the coffee table right here.
She said as she pat the table.
Stop stroking your cock for a moment and put the table back and then push it towards the wall so I have a little room to work.
Right now? I asked a little nervously because I knew what was probably coming next.
No time like the present.
Tammy said as she lifted herself off the chair a little, grabbed the bottom of her dress, and pulled it right over her head. I moved the table back a few feet so that it would clear the couch, and pushed it down. We now had a few feet on either side of the table. Tammy reached down to the floor for her large purse. She took out a tube of lube and set it on the coffee table. Then she reached into her bag again and took out a slim vibrator and placed it on the table besides the tube of lube. Tammy looked up at me and smiled. Then she said,
Get back to stroking that cock, mister.
Oh, sorry, I said, as I reached down for my cock and stroked it again.
Just remember, no coming yet,
she said as she wagged her finger at me like I was a naughty schoolboy. Okay, but I'm really getting turned on, I said as I breathed faster and looked right at Tammy's tits.
That's exactly what I want.
Tammy said, and then she turned to look at Penny, who just giggled at her nervously. Tammy turned back to her purse, and this time she pulled out a box of condoms. What the heck are those for? I asked.
Well, we don't want you getting pregnant, do we?
Tammy said with a serious look, and then not being able to hold a straight face, she laughed and said,
Actually, it's just to make cleaning up the toys a little easier.
Then she reached into her bag and took out the strap-on. It was a flesh-colored realistic dildo attached to a black leather harness. The dildo was about the size of a real cock. I breathed a little sigh of relief that it wasn't some comically large monster. Tammy stood up and stepped into the harness. She pulled it up her long legs and then adjusted a few buckles and straps until it was firmly in place. Then she mimicked me jerking off and asked,
So what do you think, Nick?
Wow, you look totally hot in that, I said in awe.
Really? You like my cock?
Yeah, I said, stunned at the kinky vision I saw standing before me.
Good, then get on your knees and suck it.
Tammy ordered with a serious look. I waited a few seconds for her to tell me she was joking, but when she didn't, I looked from Tammy to Penny, and then back to Tammy again. When I didn't move, Tammy came up to me and said,
Come on, Nick. I'm gonna need my cock really, really hard for your tight little virgin ass. Don't you want Penny to see what a good little cocksucker you are?
I guess, I said, embarrassed and turned on at the idea all at the same time.
Penny, don't you want to see Nick suck my cock?
Tammy asked her. Penny just shook her head yes, like she was a deer caught in oncoming headlights. Tammy put her hands on my shoulders and pushed down. Amazingly, I just fell to my knees. I was now face to face with my very first strap-on cock. I looked at it for a second and then up at Tammy. She looked down at me and said,
I want to see my cock in your mouth, little man.
I looked back at her cock and then just tilted my head and opened my mouth. It was a strange feeling as it passed my lips and entered my mouth. As I sucked on it, I looked up at Penny, who was watching me intently and squirming gently in her seat. Was I turning her on? Was her pussy wet? Was she dying to put her hands in her panties and finger herself as she watched me suck Tammy's cock? I decided to try and find out. I slid my hands up Tammy's legs and then grabbed her ass. Then I did everything that turned me on when a woman went down on me. I took it as deep as I could, and then I pulled back until only the head was in my mouth. I ran my lips back and forth over the head. After I did that a few times, it flopped out of my mouth. I rubbed my face up against it, and then I licked up the shaft and ran my tongue around the head.
Oh, Nick, baby, that's so good. Make love to that cock. Suck it like you mean it, honey.
Tammy said as she ran her fingers through my hair. I looked over at Penny, and she was obviously turned on. Her breathing was heavier. Her nipples were poking a mile out of her top, and she squeezed her legs together. I took my right hand off Tammy's ass and reached up for her tit. I squeezed it and then pulled on the nipple while I continued to suck on her dick. Tammy moaned and said,
Yeah, but I want to see you fuck him. Really? Got you all hot and bothered, do we?
Tammy asked Penny with a smile.
What do you think, Nick? Is it time to get something up that tight little virgin ass of yours?
With Tammy's cock still in my mouth, I shook my head yes.
Okay, then let's warm you up. Take my cock out of your mouth and bend over the corner of the table. I want your ass pointed right at Penny. Understood?
Tammy asked. I shook my head yes, and then took Tammy's cock out of my mouth and my hand off her tit. I walked around the table and then laid over the corner and spread my legs. Penny could see everything now. My hard cock was pressed up against the edge of the coffee table and pointed down at the floor. My balls and my asshole were right in front of her, just waiting for Tammy's next move. I wasn't really sure what was going to happen next. It didn't help matters much when I felt Tammy step over me and sit on the small of my back, facing Penny and my exposed, vulnerable ass. While I couldn't feel her pussy, I could tell how wet she was. The inside of her thighs and the harness were dripping wet. The only thing that turned me on even more was to know that she was getting off on this too. I could also feel Tammy's cock. Her big, always hard cock was pressed up against the small of my back. I felt it as she leaned over to play with my ass and trapped it in between us. Tammy caressed and squeezed my ass. She even spanked it once.
Look at this nice, tight little tush. It's almost kissable, wouldn't you say?
Tammy said as she squeezed my ass in both her hands.
You're going to have to fuck him first, and not with that little vibrator on the table. You're going to have to do it with that big fake cock between your legs,
Penny said.
Oh, don't you worry. I will, but before I can do this,
Tammy said, sitting up so that she could grab the cock between her legs and slap it against my body a few times. Then she reached over and said,
I'm going to have to do it with this.
She must have reached for the vibrator, because I felt her place it on my lower back. The next thing I heard was the ripping open of a condom packet. She picked up the vibrator, put the condom on it, and placed it on my back again. After that, I heard the pop on the top of the tube of lube. I know it might sound ridiculous, but that was the moment it got real for me. Yeah, I was bent, stark naked over a coffee table, while a naked woman wearing a strap-on sat on my back. But it wasn't until I knew the lube was coming that I really knew this was going to happen. I was about to get fucked up the ass by a woman with a strap on. It wasn't that I didn't want this, because I did. My pounding heart and my rock-hard cock proved that more than anything. I just got a little nervous as it got real. Tammy must have felt me tense up or something, because she said,
"Relax, baby. You're gonna love the fuck out of this, I promise you."
Then she spread the cool lube over my asshole. She didn't try to penetrate me, though. She just rubbed one finger in a slow, circular motion over my asshole while she pulled my left cheek open with the other. I knew Penny could see everything. A woman I had met only 15 minutes ago was sitting on my couch watching me get the most intimate massage of my life. That craziness, combined with the fact that it really did feel good, relaxed me and got me so into it that I started to move my ass in time with her finger.
"That's right, baby. Feels so nice, doesn't it? Do you want more?"
Tammy asked as she continued to tease my asshole. "Oh, yes, please," I begged.
"Good boy."
Tammy's finger left me for a moment. When it came back, it was covered in more lube. She placed her fingertip at the center of my asshole and said,
"I'm gonna go inside now, just a little bit. Are you ready?"
"Yeah," I said in a desperate, breathy voice.
"Good boy. Such a good, good boy. Here we go,"
Tammy said as she gently pressed her finger inside me. Just the tip of her finger moved inside me. When it was into the first knuckle, she pulled it out and then slowly started to fuck me with it.
"How's that, baby? Are you ready for more?"
"Oh, God, yes," I moaned.
"Oh, you're gonna be my little ass slut in no time,"
Tammy said happily. Tammy pushed her finger back into me. This time, it went past her first knuckle, then her second knuckle, until she was fucking me with her entire finger. When I moaned, she asked,
"You love this, don't you, baby?"
"Oh, God, yes," I panted.
"Then you ready for more?"
"Yeah, yeah, give it to me," I said as I arched my butt up at her.
"See, Penny? I told you this one would be a total ass slut,"
Tammy said, timing her last three words with a deep penetration of two fingers.
"It doesn't count until you use the cock,"
Penny said.
"All in good time, my dear. All in good fucking time,"
Tammy said as she continued to work my ass with her fingers. Tammy continued to finger fuck me while I moaned and writhed beneath her.
"It looks like he's ready for more,"
Penny said in a shaky, quiet voice.
"You think so?"
Tammy asked.
"Yes, I do,"
Penny said.
"What do you think, Nick? Are you ready for more?"
Tammy asked as she plunged her fingers deep inside of me. "Oh, God, yes, please, please fuck me," I begged from underneath her.
"Do you want my hard cock in your ass, Nick?"
Tammy asked as she leaned forward a bit so she could press her cock into my back. "Fuck yeah," I moaned.
"Well, you have to pass one more test before I can give you the high hard one,"
she said, taking her fingers out of me and turning on the vibrator.
"Are you ready for it?"
"Yeah, fuck me with it, please," I begged. "Just get something back up my ass, please."
"Aw, Nicky, you say the sweetest things to me,"
Tammy said with a chuckle.
"Don't you worry, we're gonna get something back in that tight little ass of yours. First, let's make sure Pretty Penny here has seen all you've got."
Tammy put the vibrator on my back and grabbed an ass cheek in each hand. Then she spread me wide open and said,
"Look at that tight little hole, Penny. Isn't he cute? Make it wink at her, Nick."
Willing to do pretty much anything at that point, I squeezed the muscles of my asshole tight and then released them, making it wink at her.
"Oh, isn't that adorable, Penny? Isn't that just so cute you want to kiss it? I want to see you fuck it first,"
Penny said.
"Well then, let's get on with it, shall we?"
Tammy said as she picked up the vibrator. She rubbed the length of it over my asshole, making me moan and wiggle my ass up at her. Then she squirted more lube on me and pressed the tip of the vibrator against the center of my asshole. Sorry, guys. I hate to be a tease, but I made this excerpt way longer than I planned. The episode is already 20 minutes long, and there's still so much more of this audio to go. I promise, you'll get it in the next episode of Art Erotica. And believe me, it's worth the wait. Or you could just go check out the book. This excerpt is from Strap-On Stories 1, but there's also a Strap-On Stories 2 that you might want to take a look at. I promise you, I don't know how to do much in this crazy world, but writing hot femdom sex stories is my specialty. And remember, if you buy directly from me on arterotica.com, you'll pay exactly the same as you would on Amazon, but you'll get free bonus chapters with both these books. There are no bonus chapters on Amazon, and I use PayPal to process the charges on my website, so it's a safe transaction. I don't even know your payment details. That's just between you and PayPal. However, I get it. I do. Some people just prefer buying through Amazon. That's cool. So you'll also get links to the Amazon page on my site where you can buy these books there. Either way, I hope you'll check it out. Well, this episode is getting long, so I will see you next time. Thanks for listening. Please send any feedback or comments about this podcast or my writing to arterotica@gmail.com.